Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're on. Should we just have one of those, can I say his name? Should we have one of those Bam / Novak shows where yeah, where somebody just barked to this microphone the whole time?
Which one was it?
Episode number 57, it was January 30, 2006. They were in New York, and Novak, he talked a little bit, but he was mostly just farting the entire time. He just had his microphone. He even said at one point, he's like, I'm taking the microphone from my mouth and putting it down by my ass. I'm just going to fart the whole time. And Franz was getting pissed off and stunk so bad in there. And Bam and Novak were just laughing so hard. It was great.
I thought Bam were here, so by the way, BTW.
What?
Black is half man, half beast. Remember? Half beast, half man. And they call him Slash.
I don't know.
I
don't
know.
Yeah. I've been drinking
for, I don't know
how many hours.
Drinking for like probably a good 5 hours now, so I'm good. Wasted watching Once and Beyond. It goes back and forth. Sometimes she'll get back and forth on me, and I'll start drinking.
We were trying to call a condom just to make sure, and
throughout the night, it seemed like, you know, someone's fucking with us, and with her especially.
Yeah.
I didn't know this had been bothering her. I mean, it's been bothering me on and off, but...
Because I haven't fully... I didn't... You know, I was in Grand Rapids when I called out.
Yeah.
So it's like, I never actually got to...
And it was in the morning when I called out, and I was like, oh my God, you know? And then I was thinking, well, she probably already knows, but...
I thought he was joking when he came home from work and told me, because he always fucked around with me like that, and I didn't believe
right.
him, but... I went to work and when I looked at it myself, and yeah,
I don't know when I talked to him.
And then from there, it's like weird shit happened.
Yeah, because usually I don't watch blind TV and do this as much as I, you know, I do more now, but back then, we used our money paying for this shit the government, you know, wants to take away our live TV and make you pay for this digital bullshit. And I don't, we, you know, we don't believe in that. So we just watch a lot of stuff offline and YouTube and whatnot. So, you know, unless, you know, we listen to the radio in the morning if we're going on a road trip, which happens like once every couple of weeks. But other than that, but make long story short, that was a really strange night because I'd never seen anything like that. And I don't want to, I mean, it's like, college and something was just, I know it wasn't, you know, I didn't do it, she didn't do it, something else was doing it, and we were talking about something on the other side.
I was genuinely weirded out, like, I like having a full fear show up, but, like, not knowing where the fuck
it is. I can't say Ryan did it, but we were calling upon him and making sure.
That's something he would do, though. He'd be like, here, drink up, don't be sad.
That's what I was saying, and I didn't want, and then after Don Vito's death, it's like, wow. So,
yeah.
But anyway, on a happier note, you know, whether it was him, I don't know what else it was, but it was somebody.
Someone didn't want us to be.
I know, I just lost my father, I just lost his twin brother, which is my favorite uncle, like, just was a couple weeks ago, a few weeks ago. It was actually a week before their birthday, so that was November 15th.
Yeah,
so
that was over a month ago.
Okay, wow, time flies. Yeah. And I'll see Michael Dwayne refilling your beer. So
I don't think
really, really, I mean, could have been, but I mean, that's like how many people we know now just passed away. It's like three people. Vito died. When was it? Just,
it was the day that those terrorist attacks happened. I think it was the 15th, November 15th.
Uncle Dwayne's birthday.
Maybe it was the 15th. He said it was November.
Yeah.
He said November 11th. Grandpa.
Right. And then the terrorist attacks happened, was it December?
No, it was November 15th or 16th.
Wow.
It was that day, I remember. Or it might have been the day before. I don't remember which one it was.
Also, Brad and Don Vito died the same day.
No, because when Uncle Red died on the 6th. It was before.
That's right. It was the week before his birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's very close to home. Anyway, you know, I look at this point right now. I think anybody that is going right now is very lucky because really. Earth later, and there's something out there we were just discussing that, you know, I wish my daughter was with me in the 80s.
Well, I kind of was,
actually, you were born when I was talking about the Fledge Palace. You already talk about it.
I started cracking up when she told you about this.
One of my friends, I actually went there to keep my detail. When this one here was born, I was 18 and turned 19 shortly after, and something like that. And I decided to stop fucking around and need to go.
No, you were 19.
Okay, I was 19 and I turned 20 that March. All right, born in October, I turned 19 and, or 20 in March, or yeah, 20 in yeah. March, she was born in October. So, and I started and decided I was going to come back up from Florida. I left home at 17, went on my partying thing. Well, came back up here, had her, said we went to school, met a whole bunch of people.
Well, I had to channel the hell out of my energy there. She's a fawn of the battle.
No, those are, that's, oh, you have a good ear. I was going to say, I think that's my empty bag.
No.
She just stole me.
God. You have drunk everyone.
I think this might be one of those very rare shows where she's more shit tossed than I am.
But I'm going to hear the cat for it. The cat for it's coming here.
We don't need to do that.
I think it was electric stove, but your dad's better than that.
No, but aside from that, I'll never forget the party we were at out in, I think it was Tim Rapids. Somebody's house, I don't know, we went in, they had car seats, they had a big yard, kind of like our house when we were in Frisco. Well, they had a big piece of land on like a hobby farm. They had like a couple of car seats, like Mexicans do, you know, sitting on the yard.
Well, they're going to end up with some of these little things.
Yeah, I remember sitting outside, drinking, and I was like, everybody in the house, we're here. So, like, all tearing in the house. And it was like, end of the hallway or the downstairs. Everybody in the bedroom, the downstairs lights off. So everyone's like, get a pile downstairs. And all these guys downstairs like, fuck out of here. Because it's like, they're real. So I come back up. They're like, you're in the stairs. And I was like, shut up. It's like, people are in the hallway.
Banging on the door, and they're stuck.
And they're I remember someone grabbing my arm and pulling
me. You just wandered into the kitchen.
No, I was so fucked up. Casually.
I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, you're just casually taking
care of it. And the whole thing was funny because it's kind of drained in the house. I'm like, what can they do?
You know, unless they have a warrant, they can't do shit. And everyone's like, I'm running and hurrying. It's going to be on the crash day. That's you here. So I'm just like trying to tell people, dude, we can stand here and go, behind the window, and they can't do nothing unless they get a warrant. So I'm like strolling and skipping all casually, and I'm like, cheers. And somebody grabs my arm and gets me.
Cheers.
Dude, I did. I was just like, oh, trying to flash right through the window, and I'm like, someone grabs my arm, and I get yanked in the other room.
Just broke up.
You spit on me. It
was a potato chip crumb.
You was like right there. And there's reasons. why I was looking for that makeup. I could have saved her, but I also could have been another one back before that. So, and to this day, I have her obituary, and that bastard's been on a, like, certain light. So.
Oh, he's still in there?
Oh, I looked it up. You know what? You don't want to know something really twisted. Remember Jimmy, the one I dated? Is that, remember his kids, Nikki and Heather?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about somebody else.
Yeah. Mom works at Lionel Lake Corrections.
Where? Put your leg back up.
So what do we got going?
You have a dent in your leg.
Don't call me dent.
You're like, you have a dent.
Well, I want to, how much time do we have?
We have, like, 9 minutes.
I have one right there, too, don't I?
No, you don't have one. It's our new one.
Okay, stop, like, from your asshole. Okay, well, apparently we're not playing the song. I have a mic up, we're not going to.
Alright, so what else are we going to talk about?
Oh, shit, what the fuck?
Oh, I need a cigarette now. I'm
getting one. I'm going to read on my debit card number.
Alright, everybody, we want to go free shopping.
I mean, good luck with it, because, I mean, these are inactive accounts, but
said that.
Oh,
my God, who even gives a shit?
Okay, all right, I'm going to read the first one. It's just a
couple of
shoppers. I'm glad you think doing it. They're sitting here on my desk, I cleaned out my wallet, and I'm tired of them, so. Here. All right, the first one, it's a Visa. It's a Visa debit. It's from Guaranteed Bank. Shut up. People are going to try to go shopping with this. This is not going to work. Okay, here we go. Good luck. More power to you. Here we go.
All right.
Yep. It's 4145-8800-0221-3299. Jack Price made of January of 2016. And the security code on the back is 481. There's one. Now, you know, I have another one somewhere. I don't know what the fuck it is.
What?
So here's another one, okay? This is PCS Bank.
You
guys. You want to, like, take a break or something? You need to
read it.
Okay, it's PCM Bank. All right, it goes 4761-6440-8926-5082. Yes, the latest is November of 2018, and the code is 247. If you can actually buy stuff with this thing, please let me know, because I would like to know how to do that. It'd be cool, but I mean,
I probably got a few old, like,
was like, stop it.
If you want to eat food, you have to probably eat some film cards next week.
I'll see what I can do.
Right, I'm really going to do it, but it's just fun.
Well, I have some friends that work for the county.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So well, I have a friend that works in health protection. I got one that works for, she's a probation officer. I got another
All right, mom.
Yeah, have fun on me if you can. Bye!